So hello, everyone, and welcome to our Body Balance call for the month of February. I'm excited to have you all here to see how you're progressing along with program, where you're at, how you're doing, if you're doing and participating in the elimination diet, and to find out how I can best support you in whatever it is, wherever you are right now. So I would love to hear, you know, everybody just at least go around once and give me a quick update on where you're at, what you're working on, and if you have successes that you want to share, go ahead and do that. So I usually just go along with my my screen and what order you're there. And Carol, you end up being at the top. So if you want to just say hi, let me unmute you. Oh, I don't know. There you go. Good. Hi, Carol.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. Yeah, I'm late as usual and doing Body Balance One. So I am doing the challenge that you guys are doing.
Okay, so you're doing the elimination diet.
Yeah, I'm doing that. But anyway, yeah, and that's fine because I mean, it's just trying to find different things to eat right now, being winter. It's just the challenge for me right now. Because organic wise here is just mainly cauliflower, broccoli, greens, chard, carrots, onions. So I don't have the variety like you guys were showing.
Yeah.
So, cause I want to do organic. So, so it's just to get inventive, what try to do.
Yeah. Looking for rare foods. So for those of you who haven't been, following along, Angelica's been doing a great job on the Facebook group and helping us to just guide through this elimination process, the elimination diet. And what we're doing here is helping you identify potential trigger foods. Now, some people may not have any trigger foods, right? Food, you may have already cleaned up your diet to the extent that it's going to be cleaned up, but it's a process that we always want to do before we move into the individual organ system balancing, you know, whether it's thyroid or adrenal or digestive or blood sugar. We want to eliminate those foods that could be triggering. So what Carol, assuming you mean, is when you look at your rare foods, so we have you fill out the frequency questionnaire. If you haven't already done it, it's a great questionnaire to fill out. And when you do fill it out, it looks like I'm going to mute Barbara because I think she's still doing dinner. When you fill it out, you end up with, okay, these are the foods that I don't eat very often. And, you know, obviously if you have specific symptoms that happen every day and you don't eat a food more than once a month or once a year, then that's probably not a trigger. So we're going to put those in. But it sometimes comes down to, like Carol saying, you know, I don't want to eat stuff that's not organic. So what you can do is look at that list and go, okay, there's stuff in here that I do eat regularly. Do I crave those foods? Now, do you have cravings for broccoli and cauliflower other than, wow, I want a really healthy meal? I do crave broccoli and cauliflower when I've been away a while and I'm like, I'm tired of lettuce. I'm just tired of lettuce because that's all these people fed me for a week, you know? So, but I mean like craving, like, you know, Angelica, I'm, you know, a little suspicious about the chocolate for you and me. Because we both go, oh, a day without chocolate, well, you know, we crave it. We want more of it. And sometimes that's your body getting an endorphin rush from it so that we just makes us want more. So I would look at that, Carol, rather than give up your idea of wanting to make, you know, make sure you do just the organic stuff is to do your best, right? To look at the stuff,
right?
There may be kohlrabi this time of year because I don't know if they have it up there, but you're in Canada, right?
No, I'm in Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. So you're just in the north. Yeah, but kohlrabi you may have. You may have some rutabaga and, you know, parsnips and things like that that you don't normally eat. But then you have to look at, oh, well, let me make sure it doesn't affect my blood sugar. So those of you who have progressed along or done sweet spot before, you know about doing your stuff. So if that's the case, you know, vary. Eat the broccoli one day, eat cauliflower another day, eat cabbage another day. You know what I'm saying? Like just do the same thing over and over and just see if it makes
sense. I mean, I haven't had any reactions or anything to anything.
You're unlikely to. Every now and then we get somebody who reacts to those.
Yeah. So I'm just, basically it's just that I've been eating the same stuff pretty much for a while and I just am like, okay, yeah, I do need to change it up.
But look at the list because it may give you some ideas. And, you know, sometimes there's ways to order produce online, like there's people who, you know, draw, especially this time of year is easy because it's going to stay cold.
Too, but Whole Foods is like, but anyway, that's like 35 minutes away. But yeah, I'll look. But but after everybody goes around, I do have a question regarding, you know, because I took the Dutch Plus test.
Oh, okay, cool.
Later.
Yep, okay. We'll do that. Absolutely. Thank you, Carol. I didn't mean to get off and, you know, make that too long, but I want to make sure everybody's on the same page with this elimination diet and understands where we're coming from. So the elimination diet, I'm just going to take a second before I move on, and David, you'll be next, is that it's really important to do this elimination diet. And in every single one of our programs, we have you do a remove the top six allergens, gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, peanuts, sugar, and anything that you know that you're sensitive to or suspect that you're sensitive to or have reacted to in the past to start it out. And that alone often gives people dramatic shifts and changes. But some of you have already done that, right? But there may still be a hidden food, that eggplant, maybe it's bothering you. You know, an eggplant is a nightshade. And if an eggplant shows up, maybe it's other nightshades, or maybe it's broccoli, you know, or maybe it's Swiss chard. So we just don't know, and we want to make sure. Maybe it's lentils. And oftentimes that's not because the food is bad, but because you've had a leaky gut, and we're going to work on your healing the gut. And you'll see that later in this module in the elimination diet page. You'll see talking about removing the foods that hurt the gut. And then our very next module that we'll move into is digestion. So that's all I have to say about that. So David, yeah. You have an interesting wall behind you.
It's actually mirror.
It's a mirror.
Vertical blinds that are mirrored. Wow. And a window next to me. So it's nice place. This is where I sit when I'm working most of the time.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice. Got
a very pleasant
city lights view.
Yeah.
Gluten, dairy, corn, soy. What were the other two?
Eggs and peanuts. I just rattled them off because I always say it in the same order because that's how I memorized it. Gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, and peanuts.
So when I first tried to be gluten-free years ago, I didn't realize I wasn't succeeding. But the last couple of years, I think I've actually been gluten-free.
So when you say you don't think you were succeeding because of some of the hidden glutens in places?
There's the hidden ones, but then the, quote, ancient grains that I thought were gluten-free, like spelt, that actually aren't.
They aren't.
Right. Yeah. So I really just don't eat bread anymore. So that kind of eliminated all those things.
So we do have a gluten-free guide. I think it's in that first section. I'm not sure. But we do have a gluten-free guide. And if Angelica, if you know where that is, if you can find it and put the link in. And it gives you all the hidden sources of gluten, because that brings it up. Like, you know, some people who haven't been, you know, familiar with this for a while may just think, oh, I just eliminate my bread and that's it. And it's a 6-page guide to all the hidden sources of gluten, because there's a lot. So, okay. So where are you at right now? I know this is your second time around, and what are you working on?
So I believe I need to do the elimination diet. It's quite a time investment. Mm-hmm. And just getting into that and actually doing it and having the right foods and reading the materials to know how to do it.
Okay.
That's just kind of, I was blocked on that last year. I'm blocked on it this year. I am eating a lot better than I was this time last year, but that's largely due to getting my meals delivered from thistle.com.
Okay, great. And you've specified gluten and dairy free to them, you know, specified all those allergens.
All their meals are gluten free and dairy free.
Nice.
Mostly organic, and vegan is the default option.
Nice.
So awesome. Salad for lunch and something you warm up in a skillet for 2 minutes for dinner. And you can just see all the ingredients. You can tell exactly what's in it.
Awesome.
A little jar of sauce, and all the ingredients are listed on the back.
That's beautiful. So convenient.
So I said no peanuts, so they never give me peanuts in anything. They don't use eggs anyway. They do include soy as tofu and edamame.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first I was like, I shouldn't eat that. And then from this program, I learned that Certain forms of soy don't have the phytoestrogens, for example.
Yeah, so it's really a matter of individual, right? You don't want processed soy, all those soy flours and all that kind of stuff. Tofu's on the edge. Edamame is the real, the source as it comes out, so it hasn't been processed. So oftentimes it's just, it's fine for many people. Tofu is not quite fermented, but it has a processing to it. I think you just, I would, during an elimination diet, eliminate it. So if there's, you know, a way to do that, that makes it harder. But see, I mean, you can do an elimination diet and say, look, I'm getting these meals delivered. There's soy in them. It's good organic soy. It's not GMO. It's not, you know, messed up. But just try it. And if you're still, like, there's still certain things that aren't clearing up, then it may be that you have to try a soy elimination. And I do want to say for you guys, elimination diet, the ultimate best elimination diet is a water fast, right? Not everybody can do it, but it eliminates everything for 5 days. And you usually by the fifth day is when people are starting to feel really good. And the first few days you're getting detox symptoms, oftentimes withdrawal symptoms from your allergens. And then you, by the fifth day, most people are feeling really good. And then you have to work with us and the way we've laid this out to reintroduce. Otherwise you'll do what I did back in the day, which was totally mess up your 5 day water fast by making a big pot of brown rice that, you know, could have fed an army, and then proceeding to eat the whole thing because you were testing a single food and feeling like really bad and going, oh, maybe I shouldn't eat brown rice. Well, maybe you just shouldn't eat that much brown rice, right? But I was in my infancy stage. I didn't know what I was doing. So that's why I've laid this out the way I have, and after I've learned so much. So here to support you, whatever you need, post on the Facebook group and, you know, bring things to the table in your small group. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. So, Elena.
Ellen.
Oh, you have an extra A in there. Ellen. I was thinking that, but I'm like, oh, did she? Oh, did I miss the A before? Okay, Ellen. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
So I'm really behind because I've been going through like a major, major move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, just today I did the assessments, you know, I'm like pretty far behind, but anyway.
So let me just tell you something. Behind is relative. You can do the Empower Your Inner Healer module in whatever order makes sense. And since we're doing it right now, the elimination diet for support, mm-hmm. it's certainly something that you can just start with us. And then you can go back and do the rest of it.
Yeah. I just saw that email this morning about the elimination diet group challenges. You know,
yeah.
I have done elimination diets years ago when I had like major issues. And so I went off of just about everything under, you know, doctor's mm-hmm. guidance. I mean, I ate, you know, really very little. And then
like four foods over the course.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. But, you know, for instance, like I used to eat eggplant, like, you know, 5 times a week or something. I just loved it. And it was really bad for me. You know, I thought, oh, this is healthy, you know. So it's really interesting. So I don't eat any eggplant. I wouldn't go near it. But anyway, the thing about soy, you know, because the foods that you listed, I don't eat. I lean towards vegan. And very occasionally, maybe once a month or so, my body will say, like, you want an egg. So I'll eat it. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not like, you know, like religious.
You may be needing the phospholipids from the egg. You may be needing that, the lecithin from the egg, because they're a good source.
Yeah. But I've noticed, like, if I make two eggs, I feel sick. I mean, it tastes so good going down, but it doesn't really agree with me afterwards. And for some reason, I think it's the egg white. Is that possible?
It's possible. The egg white is where the protein is. That's where the
main
stay of the albumin is. Yeah. And the yolk is more the fatty part. So here's the thing. If eating a little bit of something feels fine and eating a little bit more, that's not a whole pot of brown rice.
Right.
You don't feel good.
Yeah.
There's probably an allergic reaction. That's how my egg allergy was. Uh-huh. I could eat one egg every now and then, but if I ate more. So what I would encourage you to do is, when was the last time you had an egg?
Last week.
Okay, so you're about 3 weeks out from when your body's probably going to want to crave it again. What I would love to see you do is get some sunflower lecithin. Okay. Uh-huh. And then start adding that to smoothies or juices or nut milks. It's a real good emulsifier, so it keeps your nuts and seed milks from separating.
Okay.
And just try it. It's a good source of the phospholipids, the lecithin, that's in the egg. Mm-hmm. And just pay attention to whether the egg craving comes back. Mm. I had somebody who, like you, that was the situation, and she started eating she was eating it more frequently. Whoops. And she started doing the lecithin, and she didn't have the craving for eggs anymore.
Sunflower
lecithin is best, better than soy, I think. Less likely to be GMO, less likely to be allergenic. Okay. And you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, I won't have a problem accessing it. Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and I would do, and you can start with a teaspoon and work up to a tablespoon in a, you know, whatever you're making it in, or split it up. But if you can get up to a tablespoon a day, that would be a good dose. Makes really good pudding, like with avocado. It makes it, you know, gel-like a little bit. Really nice.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other thing I have is the issue of soy, because I eat organic, sprouted, firm soy, and I use it. I mean, first of all, I like it, and I stir fry a lot of things, and I also use it for the protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good source of protein.
I'm vegetarian, so and I don't seem to have an issue with it. But is there some reason on the elimination diet that you want?
Yeah, well, because it's high. It's one of the top six allergens, so you may have a problem, like with the eggplant, where you were eating it regularly and you didn't know you had a problem until you took it out and then put it back in, right? Yeah. So I just suggest take it out for 4 or 5 days and then add it back in.
Yeah, I could do that. That's
maybe fine. Just fine. I mean, most of these foods that you're taking out are going to be just fine, but it's finding that culprit or two that can make a huge difference. Like for me, the egg, when I found the egg, it was like my headaches went away. That was huge, you know?
Huge. I just found a huge one for years. I used to have aches in my legs, pain, aching. I just wanted to like take my legs off and put them aside somewhere. It was just awful. And for some reason I stopped eating onions and the pain disappeared. Right. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Right. Little things that we wouldn't have expected, right? Especially onion. You don't eat like a lot of it, like you would broccoli or something. You eat a little bit. So yeah. That's why we do the elimination fast, because there's surprises oftentimes. Yeah.
I don't even know how I even occurred to me. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't know. Anyway, but I'm glad I found it. So.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it.
Barbara.
Hey. I'm unmuted. Hi. I basically eat the elimination diet all the time because I'm still working on controlling my blood sugar and then now working on my thyroid. And I don't know if you've seen any of my markers, but in 4 months, I went from a 6.9 on my A1C down to a 5.6.
I did, and congratulations. That's awesome.
That would happen when I was doing the fasting with food.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah. And in 6 months, to have that much of an improvement is phenomenal. So congratulations. Yay.
Thank you. The fasting, I'm ready to try a 5-day water fast, I think.
All right. So I think we said this on another call. It's like, start with, that was earlier today. Start with a day. You're great with you because you've been intermittent. Start with a full 24, see how that goes. Go to 36, go to 48, you know, and gradually build it up. And then your body builds a tolerance to it. It's not like suddenly you're not eating for all these days. You just build it up. Yeah. Awesome. I think it's great. Go for it.
No, I think that'll be the next thing. It might be what kicks my, you know, my thyroid's butt back into whatever direction it needs to go.
I know it made such a big difference for me, the fasting. And for those of you, you've got access to Vital. I did a call today, and hopefully they'll get it posted right away. But you still use the link from your email and see the replay. And I just talked a lot about my own journey with fasting and how it completely turned things around. And I had no idea it would, you know?
No, it's awesome. So I'm pretty much living that, and it might be, who knows, forever. But I'm doing great, you know, and I'm not hungry, and I made crispy onions, so now my world is like rocked.
Those are so good. Maybe not for Ellen, but they are so good.
I loved them.
That's great. I had dinner at a restaurant the other day. I took out, you know, some people for dinner for the birthdays. And this restaurant locally makes this thing they call Tarzan salad. And it's this monster salad, but it has these, like they take the broccoli, they steam the broccoli and the mushrooms, however they cook them. And then they coat them in nutritional yeast and put them on the salad. And it looks like breaded. It looks, so yummy and delicious and satisfying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now I have a question about the nutritional yeast. Is that something I should stay away from? I'm looking at it for B vitamins, but should I stay away from it if I have a yeast?
Generally not. It's a different family of yeast.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
I mean, if you test it and see if it causes you a problem, same thing, stay away from it for 4 or 5 days and then add it back in and see. So we're doing a full elimination diet. We're having you eliminate a lot of stuff. But if you've done that before, but you're suspicious, like you have some foods or you're not sure, you want to add a food or you want to, you know, see if it's causing you a problem, you just stay away from it for 4 or 5 days. And then add it back and see if it makes a difference. Okay?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so Angela. Oops, I tried unmuting you and it didn't. There you go. Hi, Angela.
Hi there. So this is my second round in Body Balance, and I didn't do the elimination diet the first time, so I'm excited to do that. Yes. I have done water fasting before, and I know the usually days 3 and 4 are the worst for me, and then usually when I get to day 5, from 5 and beyond, I feel amazing when I do
Great.
It.
So. How long have you gone for?
I want to say 14 days, maybe 21 days. Yeah, it feels wonderful. I have so much energy, and it doesn't make sense because you're not eating anything.
I know,
but,
right?
But I really do enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to starting that. I'm going to start I have a long weekend coming up this weekend. So I'm going to start this weekend since I know that my days 3 and 4 will be in there. So
that's good. Yeah, yeah. Do that. And then you can do the same provocation that we're doing. Because yes. Like I said, fasting is the ultimate elimination diet, whether it's 1, 2, or 3, you know, combination or fully the full 5, 4, 5 days, 6 days, whatever. It's really great. So good. Yay. Good job. Yeah. All right. Christine.
Did you unmute me?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Hi.
Sorry. I'm also just needing to start the elimination diet. I think I just got kind of really off track the last couple of weeks. I got really sick. That might have been a good time. I don't know.
Like a cold flu type of sick?
Oh, bronchitis.
Bronchitis, yeah. A lot of people got sick.
It was emotional. Some of it was emotional. I was extremely irritated by something. And yeah, I've had that bronchitis now. That'll be the fifth time.
Oh, my. Oh, my. So your lungs sound like they're a weak link.
Yeah, it seems like they are. So the water fast is a really good place to start. Mm-hmm. And are the instructions on the website?
Well, we don't actually have instructions for a water fast. I mean, I could tell you in a nutshell, stop eating, drink plenty of water.
Okay. I mean, right? For the elimination diet.
But the elimination diet's on the website. It's on module 1 and it's at step 10, right? Yeah, step 10. There's a whole series of things. And there's some videos that are on the Facebook group. Angelica did a really nice job of summarizing it on Friday on a call. And then she and I did a call together yesterday and, you know, just kind of reinforced. And then she did one at the end of yesterday as a check-in. I don't know if she did one today or not because we had this call, but she's going to be there to answer questions as you go through. So whether you started, you know, yesterday was what we set out. Let's start all together on Monday. But if you start later, just join in and ask questions as you go through.
Okay. And then the Facebook group is called?
It's called Body Balance Formula.
Okay.
And there's a link to it if you go into the site, module one. Well, actually, no, I think there's one before that.
So there's 9 whole steps before this 10th step.
There are. And a lot of them, you know, for a lot of people, a lot of them you've done before and some of them you haven't, but you can do the 10th step. You can start there. And then as you get started with that, you can look back and see what some of the other things, like there's things like heart math, and there's things like getting in touch with your goals and get out in the sun. And, you know, we just kind of real basic kind of things, but to set a foundation for health. But, you know, you can jump right in at step 10 and then you can go back and do the rest of the steps and make sure. We're trying to get you ready for the specific body balancing, right? Specifically before you start to do your gut, those steps are in there. So you'll go, oh, I did that already. Oh, I did that already. Oh, I did that already, for people who are just doing the gut piece or the adrenal piece, et cetera. So these are real important steps.
I have been doing heart math stuff and I've been noticing when I do the breathing and I slow everything down, my digestion kicks in because I hear all the gurgling.
Yeah, it can't kick in when you're in stress mode, right? So once you calm down, it goes, oh, I got a chance here. I'm going to give you the link to the private Facebook group, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the whole point of it, is to activate the other systems. I believe that most disease is caused by what I refer to as sympathetic overdrive. Stress. We're stressed. We get into our cortisol releasing system. Our adrenals are on high drive. We're lowering the effect of our vagus nerve. Now, you just had some issues with your lungs. The vagus nerve affects the lungs, the heart, and the digestion, right? So you've had experience of at least two of them you've just mentioned to be the lungs and the digestion, right? So HeartMath's going to be your friend, especially in overcoming the stuff with the lungs. Things to help support the lungs. There's so many. Let me think if I can. Cordyceps mushroom is actually a really good support for the lungs. And it's also good for the adrenals. And it's good for stress. It's like an adaptogenic. And that can be really helpful. I was going to say licorice, but I want to be careful of licorice because if you have high blood pressure, licorice is not good. But if you don't, licorice can be really supportive for the lungs.
I have low blood pressure.
So then licorice is good. You just monitor your blood pressure here and there to make sure you don't overdo it. But that could be really helpful for both the blood pressure and your lungs.
Okay.
Vitamin A is super, super important for the lungs. Vitamin A, that anything that has a membrane, a mucous membrane. So the vitamin A, and it's also good for the digestion as well. Right? And if you happen to have one of those gene SNPs that say your body doesn't convert beta carotene like in carrots into vitamin A, then it's really helpful to take a little extra. But if you're just recovering from a bronchitis, you might be able to take 10 or 20,000 units of A for a week or two and then drop it down to the normal dose, might be 5,000.
Okay.
And that can be really helpful for your lungs. I mean, there's other things. There's lobelia, but I'm always careful about getting people on lobelia. And Lynn, if you want to pipe in with other, you know, good lung herbs, you know, you can do that or put it in the chat. Whorehound, that's right, whorehound. She put it in the chat. Thank you. Watercress, seeds, mushrooms, daikon, radishes. So great. So just look in the chat, and Lynn's a wealth of information on herbs.
Thank you.
Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, there you are.
I was listening while I was prepping dinner.
Okay, yeah, this is a weird time to have a call, right, at 5:30. Well, it's a weird time anywhere, anytime I have the calls, because somewhere it's gonna be an off time. So, you know, whatever time zone.
My question is regarding leg cramps. I've been getting them for a couple of years now. And, you know, whenever I ask naturopath or doctor or anybody, they always just say, take magnesium, and it doesn't do any good for me.
Okay.
So I don't know, not absorbing it. I don't know if the magnesium isn't.
Yeah, but it could be that you also need potassium. So I'll tell you my story about leg cramps. I started getting them when I really started focusing on the sweet spot program the first time, and I was eating all these things. but I took out all my potassium rich foods, potatoes and bananas and all that. But recently I was starting to get the leg cramps and I was taking magnesium and it would calm them down somewhat, but not completely. So I decided to order some potassium and I did some, you know, muscle testing on myself. And when I take the magnesium and potassium together, I have liquids of both. And I take a couple of droppers of each one, put it in a cup, put some water in and quickly get it down because they're kind of bitter. It makes a huge difference. And I haven't had the cramps in a while. And then I get lazy and I don't take it. But I don't have to take it every night, except when it first started happening. I took it like 3 nights in a row. So you'll find your amount that you need. You'll see how long you need to take it. But I would take it for a good week straight and see how that goes and play with the dosing on it. But it could very well be the potassium. And you do a low glycemic diet, so you probably don't have potatoes and bananas abundant in your diet.
Right? No, I don't.
Yeah, and it could be low stomach acid. It could be that you're not absorbing it. But if you use liquid minerals, you're more likely to absorb them.
Okay.
Yeah,
and they always come on in the middle of the night.
Yep, that's usually when they happen.
And you just paste it on the ceiling and you're practically screaming.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. And again, you're trying to move your leg and you're trying to get rid of it and it won't. And yeah. Magnesium oil also, you can get a little tube of magnesium oil, keep it by your bedside and rub it in before you go to bed. And then rub it in, you know, if you wake up with the cramp, rub it in. And that oftentimes just shortens the duration as well.
Okay. Just going back to potatoes containing potassium. Do sweet potatoes contain potassium?
Not much.
Okay, because if I do have a potato, I'm more inclined to have a sweet potato.
Broccoli is a good source of potassium, but you need to eat a lot, like in my big bowl soup where you steam up a big pot of it and then you blend it up. Broccoli hummus. I love to make broccoli hummus. So I take broccoli instead of chickpeas and combine it with the same standard hummus ingredients like tahini and garlic and lemon and salt. And that's a good way to get more broccoli and cream of broccoli soup, like we just said. You know, there's just a lot of ways to get more broccoli in. And broccoli is a good source. Avocado is a decent source as well. And if you go into the sweet spot section on the nutrition piece, there's a list of high potassium foods. It's on the nutrition page in sweet spot.
But for now, I'm probably better off with magnesium and potassium drops just to get it under control.
Yeah, get it under control. They're ionics. I do it on an empty stomach. You might add a little pinch of vitamin C powder or open a capsule and put a little bit in there because they really do well with a little bit of acid. They're going to get absorbed better.
I do take vitamin C every day.
Okay, but with it. Take it with it, right, at the same time, right? Even if you save some of your vitamin C to just take with your drops.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Angela said, show us what you mean by muscle testing. Well, you know, guys, I'm pretty nerdy science-wise, but I also have this other woo-woo side where I tune into my body and I tune into the energy and whether the energy of something is going to work for me. So I'll pick up a bottle of supplement. I'll take a couple of things here just in case. This is actually just Lohan, which is a sweetener for things, but I will hold it up against I've already ascertained from my body by asking questions whether a yes answer is forward or back or to the side. So I would say, give me a yes answer. And my body, I am literally flying forward. I am not doing that. And then I'll get straight again. Give me a no answer. And I go back. Not everybody. I had to catch myself to keep myself from going too far back. It's just the wildest feeling. I did it with my son. He thought I was crazy, but he did it. And he had something where he was like back and to the right on a yes. And, you know, so everybody's a little bit different. So then I'll take a food or a substance or a supplement and I'll put it in my field. I usually like to put it right over my solar plexus, right over in the middle, hold my hands. And then I ask, is this good for me right now? I go forward. This is Lohan, so it's, you know, it's pretty innocuous, right? This is a mixture. It's very pretty, actually. I don't know if you can see it, but it's a blue, I forget what the exact name of it is, but it's like from E3 Live. It's a blue-green algae, but the bright blue. It's really beautiful. And this is a mixture of that with water, with some lime juice and a little bit of that Lohan. So I'd hold this up. Is this good for me right now? Yes. And I'm not going to look to see what these are. So I'm just going to hold them up. That's usually the way I do it. Is this good for me? Yes. Is this? No. Clearly no. So this is a progesterone drops from Biomatrix. Not good for me now. This is estrogen drops from Biomatrix. It is good for me now. So, you know, I just do that. I do that before I make like an elixir where I'm going to put a bunch of herbs together. I just ask, and you know, if people were to look at me, they'd think I was crazy. But before I make it, I have all these herbs laid out on my counter, and I'll go, and then I put the stuff off to the side. I do the same with my supplement. I have them in a, you know, like a little box, and I just go through them and I take the ones that my body needs right then. And it may be that one that I test in the afternoon would have tested in the morning, or one that I test in the morning would have tested in the afternoon. But it helps you to actually see if that makes sense. So what I did with, I took the, you know, the potassium and the magnesium. I took the magnesium one day. I didn't need any magnesium. It was just potassium. So the magnesium made me go backwards, and then the potassium made me go forwards. And so I did that, but then I did them, you know, separately, and they both had me go forward. I made sure they were good together. I put them together and they went, I went forward. And so I did that for a little while. So that's what I mean by muscle testing. Make sense? I mean, people do it where you need two people, where they hold up something to your body and they'll test an indicator muscle. Some people are able to do it this way for themselves. Like, I can't do that. I don't know if I'm, to me, that's, I can't do it. But some people do it really well. I can't detect a subtle difference in my strength if I go like this, which one was bad. This is pretty strong. If I take this and put it in my field, I don't feel any difference. So it's not a good test for me, but some people do it and they test really well that way. Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. Who else? I don't see anybody else on the screen, but let's see who else is here. Angela. Okay, so Carol, I got Carol, right? Christine, David, Donna. Okay, Donna. Where are you at? And have you been doing elimination diet? No?
No, I haven't really, I haven't been keeping up with the body balance stuff. And I'm really stressed out right now, so that's why I didn't have myself on camera.
Okay. All right. We'll come back around and we'll see if there's something, how, you know, how we can support you. Okay. Marty. Hello, Marty. And there's Marty and Rose, and then there's some of our coaches on. Marty, Rose. Marty, no? And let me see. Oh, let me unmute you. Ugh, it's not letting me. I'm going to make you a co-host, Angelica, so maybe you can unmute her. Okay, so make a co-host. There you go. All right. So I don't seem to be able. Let me get Rose. Okay, Rose, you're unmuted. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Comment in there that, you know, I'm doing the elimination diet. I love it. Tonight I did your Mediterranean stir-fried vegetables.
Nice.
Recipe, and it's awesome.
Awesome. So, I'm glad you like it.
I might make that my food for the rest of the time.
That's great. Well, it's really cool when you can find something you like that much. I felt that way about the cauliflower pizza I made on the Vital Show last week. Oh my God, I wanted to make it every day. It was really good.
I missed that show. I need to find where the...
Yeah, if you log into the site and click on Vital, and then there's Vital Healing Kitchen, and click that, you should see the replay there.
Okay, will the recipe be there too then?
Yeah, the recipe, that usually we put a guide, which is like 6 or 8 or 10 pages long, with the video itself.
Cool. Awesome. I want to ask about bone density, because I just had mine done.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I'm reading it right. It says the low bone density for osteopenia T-score is between minus 1.0 and minus 2.5. And my left femoral neck T score is -2.3.
Okay, so you're right there in the osteopenia. So your ranking is osteopenia. The good news is it's not osteoporosis yet. So you have time here to reverse it.
Osteoporosis starts at -2.5 and I'm -2.3. So does that mean that I'm only 2/10 of a score away from osteoporosis?
That's correct. That's correct.
Oh right. My gosh.
So one of the things, didn't we give these guys as a bonus the eating for bone health at one point? I thought we did. We put it.
I think we did. Let me check the bonus page.
Yeah, check the one. I think we added that. But in general, I've had great result with people with adding some specific foods, and the foods that I have in that recipe guide are yummy and delicious. Karen Osborne put them together and they're phenomenal. And we should get Karen to do an online yoga for bone health. I know she does it in person and she does it at yoga studios. Karen does a program for yoga for osteoporosis. She calls it for bone health. She also did a great talk at one of our shines and she offered some recipes there. How do we get access to that? I don't think we gave Body Balance access to Shine unless it was SIV, unless it was one of the bonuses. I don't remember exactly, but there's certainly, we could probably find a link to the little recipe section that she had in there and share that with you guys, because that would be really helpful. But a lot of her recipes are there in the Eating for Bone Health. And if we didn't give it to you, it's like $27 on the website. It's really inexpensive. And it's the video, and it's a 3-hour video. It's me talking about it and giving you like pointers, and there's all kinds of nutrients in that book and then herbs. But my favorites that I've had the best results with people turning things around really quickly is nettles, horsetail, alfalfa. It's my favorite combination. David Winston, who is my herbal therapy teacher, was the one that first introduced me to that. And he said he used to just send people away with a bag of these herbs, you know, these same three herbs. And some people would say, oh, you know, it's too hard. It's too hard. I want a pill. Can you make it in a pill? So he ended up encapsulating them. And if you go to herbalistandalchemist.com, you'll see that he has an herb supplement called OsteoHerb. So you can buy that, or you can just very inexpensively go to Mountain Rose Herbs and buy nettles, horsetail, alfalfa and start using them, make infusions of them, add them to smoothies. The only caveat I would be careful about is horsetail, you need to actually cook before you use. I used to just grind it up and put it in smoothies until I discovered that it has a component in it that can interfere with vitamin B1, thiamine. So what I do with that is I put it in a jar like this, you know, I put like 4 tablespoons of that, and then I fill the jar with hot water, and then I let it sit, or I just let it sit overnight. That's actually going to get a really rich infusion. And then you could add some of that, like that would make 4 servings, and you can add that to smoothies, or you could just drink it as a tea, add mint to it or fennel or something that's pleasant that you like.
I'm sorry, did you say that so fast? Was alfalfa, nettles, and horsetail?
Horsetail, yep. Yep, alfalfa, nettles, and horsetail. And Mountain Rose has them. Frontier Herb has them as well. So if you like to shop on Amazon Prime, they're usually there. And it's usually 1 to 2 teaspoons per 8 ounces of water. Depends on how bad, if you're just doing it for prevention or you have pretty problematic bone density. Somebody's squeaking. Can't tell.
I did reclassed infusions previously. Does this mean that since it's gotten worse that I need to do those again?
I don't know anything about reclassed infusions.
We were trying to bypass my digestive system because I got esophageal bleeding from Fosamax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that see what you can do with the food, because I've taken people who have had this bone density decrease and then they've done this for, you know, 6 months and got back and had it done again and it was fine. In fact, a friend of mine who I told about this 12 years ago, I was visiting with her recently. She goes, I went back to my doctor recently, had another bone density. And she said he was shocked that I still didn't have to go on Fosamax, that we reversed it and it had lasted. Right. So it works. And everything else in there, there's some great recipes. There's bones don't crack crackers, and there's, you know, bone strengthening elixirs, and there's all kinds of good stuff in there. Did you find it, Angelica?
Yes, it's on the bonus page, the eating for bone health. I've linked it in the chat. I think that the sound is, everyone's muted. I think it's just some feedback maybe that's coming through you talking to Rose or some.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's coming from Rose's mic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is just really scary to me. My mom was in a wheelchair.
You don't want that. You don't want that at all. So between the eating for bone health, you can reach out to Karen Osborne, her website is myfoodfitnessandfun.com, and see if she'll do a couple of sessions with you just to show you. There's a specific way you hold the yoga poses that has been shown to strengthen bones, and, you know, just have a consultation with her. She would be just an amazing resource for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Oops. Okay. All right. So Sharon has her hand up. Did I miss anybody else? Let's see. I don't think so. I still didn't get whoever is there. Where's that person disappeared? Angelica, I just want to hear from you on how the elimination diet's going for you, and how, you know, what's the pulse on the website, on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yesterday, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to keep it very real. It was very hard emotionally and physically, very hard. Horrible caffeine headaches because I didn't taper off of, I have green tea every day and chocolate, which has theobromine, a caffeine cousin, I suppose.
Yep.
And so it was tough. I have to say, like, I went to sleep very easily and I woke up before my alarm and I felt very rested.
Nice.
So I see that as a huge plus.
Yeah.
Right now I'm working in bed because I have a horrible cold. I've had one. It started over the weekend. So I could feel it today. I just really need to, and maybe this is part of the experience too.
Might be. Yeah. It might be a detox reaction. Yep.
It could be. So that's how it's going for me. I'm kind of sticking to like a few foods, really just a few. And I would suggest anybody that is daunted by starting it, that like it seems daunting, like it takes a lot of planning, but actually, like if you're willing to just eat 4 vegetables for 5 days, it makes your life so easy. Like it makes your life so easy. You can cook 4 vegetables and put them in containers, and then you're kind of done, and you can add a couple other things like nuts, seeds, and whatever else you
want. Yeah, I like the sound of your, would you make a Brazil nut sauce to go over your vegetables?
Yeah, that's my Brazil nut yogurt. I've learned that from one of our practitioners, Steph Jackson, because she's the microbiome guru. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really just getting consistent about making my own yogurt at home with my own probiotics. So yes, little Brazil nut yogurt.
Nice.
A few vegetables, and it's delicious. Like, it's delicious. I look forward to that meal.
That's great.
Yeah. So
I'm glad to hear that. And, Angelica's going to just be your cheerleader throughout the week and be there to support you. And she's doing it with you. So she'll know, you know, if you have questions, if she wasn't doing it with you and you're asking her questions and she'd not done it, like, you know, so I'm really excited to have her doing that. She did some great videos, and we're going to have a post at the beginning. It might already be there at the beginning of the Facebook page, to have all the posts there so you have it. I'm really thinking, Angelica, though, of taking your video and adding it to that the page here, the video of the first one where you described everything. I'm really thinking it would be really good on the page for people to get, like, okay, now you're ready for the elimination diet. So if you're okay with that, I think it would be awesome. Yeah,
I'm okay with living internally in Dr. Rita Marie land.
It'll be an internal, yeah. Who is that girl who you look there when you're old and gray? Like, oh, is that me? Thank you. All right. Anybody else have anything they want to add? Any of the coaches want to add before we go? I know Sharon and who was the other one that said for sure they had, and Carol both had questions. And anybody else that has them, you know, will totally. So the way that we'll work this next piece is just raise your hand. and I will call on you and you can share with me what your concern might be and anything that you want. Oh, I do want to say that on the site, I played my hand at being a web designer. I wanted it to be easy for you to find that there is a file uploader that if you have like a test result that you want us to look at on one of these calls, that you can upload that so I can see it. And if you go, I'm just going to share my screen. It may not look as pretty as the rest of them, but I'll share my screen anyway. Here we go. All right, can you see this? The body balance, yeah, you see it? Okay, so it has all these things now. I just added right down here, upload files for review. So you don't have to find it on one of the top menus. It's actually there easily, but you know, I know it gets daunting sometimes. All you have to do is click here. Hopefully I didn't test it yet. Yes, there's a file uploader. You'll be asked what program you're in or programs. And then, you know, if you're in multiple programs, just check the one that you want us to look at it for. So if there's like an ERC call, or well, we don't even have ERC there. Anyway, put the link up there and, you know, fill it out. And then we, at the bottom, it says add file. See, add file. And then you add it from your own drive and then submit. And then that way I'd have it to look at on a call. Okay, any questions? See, it worked, I did it. I sometimes try to fix things on the website. If it's quicker for me to fix it than it is to try to explain to somebody what I need and then wait. So I tried my hand at this and now I'm just enough to be dangerous. So I know that Carol, I don't see your hand up anymore, Sharon, but we'll do Carol and then Sharon. And then if anybody else has a question, put your hand up. There's just a thing that says raise hand. Okay, so, yes.
Hi. Yes, hi. Okay, so you did the Dutch Plus test for me in November, I think it was. Anyway, so I got on, a doctor friend of mine gave me some estrogen, mainly 80% estrogen, estradiol, and then progesterone to try of hers.
Wait. Stop there. That's raised a flag. Hopefully it's not 80% estradiol. It's 80% estriol.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
sorry. Estradiol is really potent, and estriol is protective. Okay, good.
Okay, so she gave me that to try. Okay, so, but right now, I have ridges on my nails so bad, and they're breaking and splitting all the way down. And I was just wondering, I know at one time you said something about hydrochloric acid. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just wondering what is, okay, and another thing real quick, I went to a functional medicine doctor in November too, because I have mercury so bad, I wanted to have a mercury test done. And I went to Natural Health Institute here in St. Louis, and they have the chelation there. So that's why I wanted to go to him, because they have all the hyperbaric oxygen chambers and the chelation therapies and IVs there. So not knowing, since I had so much mercury in my mouth and end up spending thousands and getting rid of that several years ago, I just wanted to see where I was at that. So while during this interview and orientation, he's wanting me to do like $4,000 worth of blood work to get to the root cause and all this stuff. And because, you know, I was telling him about my adrenal, because, you know, like you have, I showed him the Dutch Plus test, said that to him. He's like, and then when I got there, he's like, well, this means nothing to me. He says, I'm like, what? I said, I just spent $500 on this test. And I said, I just talked to the best doctor in the world, Dr. Rita Marie. And I said, so she knows what she's talking about. And I said, for you to say that, I'm sorry, I don't agree. Because this shows everything with my adrenals. He's like, no, he says, what you're telling me, of lifestyle and all this, these five questions are more important than this. I'm like, okay, so anyway, I didn't like that, what he said about that. So, but anyway, I'm like, okay, that's okay. So I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? But anyway, so I did take the mercury test and the lead test. And so he wants me, so I emailed him like, okay, I cannot afford almost $4,000 worth of tests. He wanted me to take this Genova GI Effects Comprehensive Test. I have the box here, but I haven't taken it because that's like $500.
$500.
Or we have Profile 220 and 2205. for the gut stuff. And then he wanted me to do a fungus test. And so I texted him, I said, can I just start with the basics, the increments of just doing blood work for the adrenals or something? And if to see, I mean, I don't know, because I have one more consultation that I have to pay for him. So I didn't want to waste my money, really. And I don't know. So I don't, you know, so he says, then he asked me, well, what do you want to work on? What test do you want to do for your hormones then? I'm like, well, aren't you supposed to know what test I'm supposed to do?
Oh, boy.
So
is this an MD that, you know, has recently been trained in the functional medicine?
He's a chiropractic. He did the functional medicine program with the guy who did the, who started it. I forgot what his name is. Yeah. And then he's a, he has a PhD too. Not a PhD. Yeah, he has a PhD, but I don't know in what. So in biochemistry, or I don't know what he has a PhD in, but he talks all the time. But anyway, I was just wondering, what can you, do I rule out this GI effects test?
And right, so if he found that you have mercury, right?
Before
you can try to get rid of the bugs that are in your gut, you need to start pulling the mercury out, because the bugs are gonna, they're just gonna stay. They're gonna try to protect you from that mercury, okay? My thing would be, you know, something to get rid of them. Were the mercury and lead levels both real high?
I go back, actually I go the 20th to him.
Okay, so you haven't even seen that, but that's what it is. Did he have you do a test where you pee and then you take a substance and then
and then I urinated for, I only had to do 8 hours.
Or 8 hours, okay, yeah. And then, so that'll give us whether you've got, you know, stuff that's in storage that DMSA will yank it out, and you'll get to see what was in your blood, what was in your urine beforehand, and what was in your urine after. So I would start with that test, right? Start to see what's going on in there. You had, you know, we know that you've had exposure because you had all that stuff in your mouth, and it could still be stored in your bones and, you know, in your brain and other places, right? So I would start there. See what the results are.
Okay. Right?
So if there's an issue, then work on that. There's a number of ways you can work on it. You can do the IV chelation. Certainly hyperbaric is a great way to do it. IV chelation is expensive and it's invasive. The other thing you can do is a more gentle detox, and there are some supplements that you can use in homeopathic detox formulas, homeopathic drainage formulas that you can use. There's modified citrus pectin, which is, eugenics has some of that. There's other things that will draw it out. There's things like zeolite. I know that Dr. Pompa has a cellular detox product that a lot of zeolite and other things like that. You want to support your liver, you know, so really, you know, herbs and supplements that support the liver. It's in the module 2, the digestive, in part 5, I think it is.
Okay.
A bunch of stuff related to liver detox and, you know, the herbs and things you can do to support your liver and healthy. Now, going back to what you said about hydrochloric acid and zinc is the thing with the ridges, right? If you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, you're not going to absorb your minerals real well. If you don't absorb your minerals real well, you're not going to be able to make hydrochloric acid, because you require zinc to make hydrochloric acid. So I would start with a couple of things to address that. One would be zinc, a liquid zinc supplement.
Okay, I got by the chiropractor, I got the standard process zinc liver thing that they have by standard process. Okay, so do a-
Here's the thing, if you're not absorbing, you're not going to necessarily break down the tablets, and standard process is all tablets, and they have magnesium stearate in them, so they're a little harder to break down. So I would start with, you can get a zinc tally test from either Premier Research Labs, Metagenics, Thorne, they all have them. And it's liquid zinc that you can use to taste test your levels. But in the meantime, you take it, because I think you need it. It sounds like you need it. And you basically are swishing it in your mouth, and if it tastes foul, you no longer need it. But most people taste it the first few times and it tastes just like water. So I would get a liquid zinc. I would also look at bitters formula. There are several of them out there. Summer Bach has them at Guts and Glory. She has liver lovers bitters, or liver warming bitters is a really good one. Or
what's the website for that?
I think you just go to summerbach.com, B-O-C-K.
Okay, B-O-C-K, okay. Liver's warming, okay.
She has a sample that you can get if you go to drritamarie.com/, I think it's liver, bitters handbook, and she has a whole little booklet that you can download and learn about bitters. Let me just find it real quick.
Okay.
You know, and you can go through an educational process there, and she has some little samples you can order to try it out. But it's the liver warming, it's the warming bitters or the liver lovers bitters, something like that, that I find really helpful. Let me look here, Pretty Links, here we go. I'm pretty sure it was drritamarie.com/, let me see. Page. I went to the last page instead of the next page. Sorry. So now I'm looking at real old ones. I know it was just a couple of weeks ago when I sent out a link via email. Pretty sure it was drritamarie.com/bitters handbook. Frequency. Happy Belly. Okay, one more. Get to the next page. I have to get myself a list of these short codes. Okay. Okay, it should be here. Huh. I'm gonna I'm not finding it. I know we had it and we sent it out in an email back in December when she first came out with the little booklet. Bitters Handbook. Okay, so I'm going to do copy and I'm going to put this in here. And you'll get all the information you need to be able to order it from there. That's going to help you to make more stomach acid, but also to help all of the other digestive pieces, you know, squirt out when they're supposed to break down your food and going to improve your digestion. That with the zinc. And another thing you might consider is an herb called yellow dock.
Okay.
Yellow dock supports the liver and it also helps to support stomach acid production.
Oh, good. Okay. And the zinc liquid, I can just get it from anywhere?
You can get it from Premier.
Premier.
Okay. Research. You can get it from Thorne. You can get it from Metagenics.
It should be in the doctor's supplement store.
Oh, yeah. Why do I always forget that? Go here. Unstoppable. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So it's on www.unstoppablenutrients.com. Go there and you will be able to find the zinc there.
Okay. So then since I go to him on the 20th, and so then don't worry about all these other tests, just, and the hormones or anything, just work on the mercury.
Well, we already talked about the hormones. Some people think that the Dutch test, they don't know about the Dutch test, so they don't use it very much. You know, when you test hormone metabolites like that and you see imbalances that need to be addressed, you address them.
Right. Okay. Right. So I'm taking, like I said, the estro. Yeah. And so then, real quick though, so if he wants to do, he's asking me what test to take. So I'll just take, just ask him whatever I need to see how my thyroid is functioning. And
that's just a standard blood test.
Okay. Okay.
Have you had a standard blood test?
I haven't had one done in like 2 years.
All right. So is he covered by your insurance?
No, he's not.
Pocket. Right. So generally speaking, when you order it through a doctor's office, you pay way more. Check out the prices here before you talk to him. www.runmylabs.com. And you'll see at the top some panels that I have them put together for me, and you go to the complete thyroid.
Okay, go to complete thyroid.
Is a basic thyroid test called the TSH?
Yeah, but it's erroneous. You can't just do a TSH.
What else do you do?
You need to do everything that's on that page that's listed as the thyroid function. And also if you go to the TRT, the thyroid module within the program, there's a really comprehensive list of the tests. You know, they miss so much. They don't look at all the different ways the thyroid can malfunction that way. So that was what I would look like. If you haven't, Carol, gotten a complete panel in a long time, that's the place I would start.
Really there, runmylabs.com for complete panel of thyroid and and all that. And so then he was saying about adrenals right quick. He was saying, oh, well, that's good that you have very little estrogen, he says, because that causes cancer. And then he says, because estrogen, you don't want high because estrogen causes cancer.
No, you don't, but he clearly doesn't know much about
what he's talking about. Okay, because then he was telling me to do testosterone. He said a lot of issues. He said you might just need to do testosterone that will help with all your.
He's guessing.
He's guessing.
And I don't remember your test, but I remember looking at it. So whatever I have said then, I was looking at your test results.
Right.
I don't recall. I'd have to look again. If I didn't point out this, here's the problem with people saying take testosterone. Testosterone can convert to estrogen. And if you're low in zinc, it's more likely to contribute to excess estrogen. And it's when you have excess of the particular metabolite, the 4-OH on that test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
So if you want on our next call, bring it up to me and I'll have it, upload it so I have it handy, or let me know in advance that you want to do it and we'll make sure that we have it open.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Blessings.
You're welcome. All right. So, good. Lynn just posted it. So everybody that's interested in the thyroid panels that are complete, click on the link Lynn just posted, and it has the lab sheets, the lab test sheets. And then you can go to runmylabs.com and you can order them there. And they have the best prices around, usually 20% below any other place that I've looked at. Okay, so Sharon. Let's unmute you.
That's how I get there a chance. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really have another question, but seeing as how I have a chance to speak, I'd just like to say how much easier this elimination diet seems to be this year as compared to last year when I did it, with doing it as a group and with all the Facebook posts that Angelica has done.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to do next month, maybe towards the end of the month. We'll get started on, we'll give you a chance to go through the elimination and we'll get started on some things from the digestion and really, help support you guys through digestion and see where you're at, if you've done it before, which things are already okay. Let's look at the assessment for digestion. I would highly recommend that you retake the digestion assessment after you've done the elimination diet to see how much it's improved, because it most likely will have improved. Even all of the assessments, that complete, I know it takes a little bit of time, but for sure, the digestion one.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Thank you. I mean, that's why we do these things in groups, because it's hard on your own and you get a lot of conflicting information, unfortunately, right? This doctor says this, this doctor says this, this summit says this, this one says that. Four people on the same summit say four different things. And you're left as this confused person who's not really feeling your best, and you want to feel your best, and you're confused and you don't know where to turn to. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm the be all and the end all, that you should believe me, but I want to teach you how to empower your own inner healer. I want to teach you how to understand what's going on in your body so you could make sense of what you're learning and what you're hearing, right? And when you hear things like, oh, that test doesn't make any sense, or just take testosterone, when you clearly look at the test and you don't, it puts a little bit of doubt in my mind as to how much this person actually has studied it. And so it's always new. We're always learning new stuff. And I want to be there to be a voice of reason to you, be able to support you in making your own best decisions. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else? Donna. Okay. Unmute Donna. There you are. Whoops. I think I got you. Yeah. You're unmuted, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
So, as you know, I've been having a lot of problems with sleeping. And so I had spoke with Lisa on our last call, and she suggested to take, what is this stuff called? The stuff for sleep, melatonin.
Melatonin.
Stuff. Okay, and then magnesium. So I've been taking this, which is the one that I got muscle tested for.
Yep.
The melatonin in there. And then it still isn't doing a ton. And so I got magnesium, and I figured just do, it's just, you know, some generic one.
Extra, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to take too much because sometimes things for sleep can make it so that I can't sleep at all. And so I took the magnesium with the melatonin, and you know how like you get the leg cramps at night because of potassium or whatever imbalance. And so I had like whole body, like everything was just like all night long. Horrible.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever had that problem before with magnesium?
I've never taken it.
You've never taken it. Have you ever done Epsom salts baths?
Yeah.
Does that relax your body? Help you sleep? Okay. So can you start doing Epsom salts baths in the evening?
Okay.
Some people just don't do well with taking it internally, but when you absorb it through your skin like that, it can just the whole body relaxation. Right. You got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of stress going on. If we want it, there's several different supplements that we could, you know, experiment with and try. But again, you know, you're sensitive. So I would say you go to your doctor that muscle tests you and say, okay, here's a list of things I want you to muscle test me on.
Yeah.
Right. To make sure. Or have you had any luck or success with testing yourself?
Not yet. I haven't.
Not yet. Okay. Lynn has something to say. Go ahead.
I had this happen about a year ago. It was like the dark night of the soul, I call it, except it was the dark night of the body. Oh, it was awful. And I happened to have just come back from the Shine Conference. And in the bag, the thing that saved me, at least, and this is just so you can get some sleep at least at one time, is it was this bottle of, it was like an energetically charged pain relief cream.
Yes.
And
I have that.
Yeah, you should have that. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because that really helped. The other thing is this acupressure point right here, and you use the side of your nail. And you may leave a dent, but you just sit and push on that sucker until it just goes away. So those are my two things that I, because I've had that where it's just like you're crying. It hurts so bad. And
Yeah, because like there was one of the other, and I was really leery to even take this because he had muscle tested me for this other one that my son can actually take when he needs, you know, like last night he was up at 10 something. I'm like, what are you doing up? But he can take it and it can help him sleep. But for me, I was up the entire night.
Yeah. So some people like that who have a paradoxical response to that, like Valerian, which like knocks people out usually. Some people are up all night when they take Valerian.
Yeah, so it's very nerve-wracking because especially, you know, for sleep.
Yeah, you need sleep when you're miserable the next day.
I can't have the negative, you know, it's already bad. I don't go to sleep till 2 or 3, you know. But yeah, it's just.
Have you tried the brain time yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've got a free access to it.
I know.
So if anybody does, do you have the link to that with the access? Because he said we could share it to the other programs. Does anybody remember that link, Angelica or Lynn? It was I can't remember the name of the link. I'm not good at remembering links, but anybody that's having trouble with sleep can try it. It's some sounds and they gave us like a free month of access to it. And you basically put the earphones in and it's these sounds and it's only 5 minutes twice a day. You do it in the morning and night. And for some it retrains, especially given your history of brain trauma, right? And especially works well for people with brain trauma, lack of focus and lack of sleep. It's made for you, Donna, right? Yeah. So it would be, I would say, go ahead and give that a try, right?
Okay.
All right. So the other thing that comes to mind, and again, I'd have you muscle test it, is magnolia. Magnolia, because you have so much stress in your life and your blood sugar's erratic and, you know, you've all these things that go on and magnolia can be helpful for that. Cool part about magnolia is that, well, if you get the powder, it tastes bad. Never mind. We can't get you to take anything that tastes bad. You need the capsules. So you try one of them. I've never seen anybody have like, you know, an opposite effect from magnolia. It may not work, but certainly start with the brain time and then.
Where would you get that from?
Oh, you can get it. Yeah, you can get it anywhere. No, I wouldn't get from Mountain Herb because they only do powdered stuff and it tastes really bad. I even think it tastes bad.
Oh, okay.
So I think, were you there when I tried that? Angelica and I tried it together.
I tried it too. And I'm telling you, it like numbed my lip out for a while.
Yeah.
The powder.
Yeah. Powder. It was very astringent. It has a real like strong astringent kind of thing. I tolerated it, but it was like, oh, you know, I would do it if I needed it, but it's not, now that I've tried it myself, it's not something I would recommend to somebody who has some issues, right, with taste, you know.
I think the tincture that shared was Herb Farm, wasn't it? I'm just looking here.
So, magnolia.
Yeah, it is the Herb Farm. That's the tincture. I'll put the link here.
I wonder if the tincture, has she tried it yet? And have you asked her how it tastes? Because the tincture may just taste like alcohol, but you can get them. You can get capsules. Nutricology, I'm seeing, has it. Let's see who else has it.
Well, I can't tolerate alcohol because of my genetics. So I put it in a cup of hot water, like a tea.
Yeah.
Because then that'll burn the alcohol off. But I also didn't have a problem with the taste.
Okay.
My taste tend to run towards the bitter, which is why I like
dark. You like it. Yeah. But Donna's a little. Okay. Echinogenics. Let's see. Here, there's a bunch of them. Don't get the bulk.
Yeah.
There's a couple of companies here that have it in, and you may actually, you know, run a call or text or whatever the doctor that muscle tests you and say, do you have any magnolia we can test for me and see what one tests for you. But this one, I think this one is Hano Pure. It's created with 98% pure extract. I'm looking to see what maybe the other ingredients are.
And what's that company?
It's Econugenics, Econugenics. I'm looking to see. Okay, here we go. Has tapioca starch, stearic acid, vegetarian capsule, cellulose, and silicon dioxide. So it's not ideal because of the stearic acid, but, you know, compared to lots of other stuff you do, I think it's fine. So, but again, I would, because you're sensitive and you spend so much money on supplements that you couldn't use, I would have a muscle test you and see. Yeah. But I think Magnolia might be a really good one for you based on, you know, everything else. Try the brain time's free. Try it.
Okay.
And the Epsom salts bath.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because I'll go to bed at 10:30. I'll get back up about 12. I'll go back to sleep, or, you know, not sleep, but go back to bed. I'll get up about, you know, 1:30. It's just crazy. It's like, I just lay there. And it's like, I could be doing other things if I'm just going right. to lay there.
Yeah. <Silly. laughs> Yeah. Try it with the brain time. Do it in the morning for 5 minutes and do it at night for 5 minutes and then see what happens. Okay. And then do some heart math before you fall asleep as you lay there, right?
And I've even been like, listen, I'll like put the yoga music on so it's nice and calming, yeah. The rain or whatever. And, you know, then I turn it off and then I'm just like, ugh.
Well, yeah, give those things a try and see if they work. We may have to try, you know, several things. But I would say that don't do the magnesium with the melatonin, but try the melatonin by itself.
Yeah, right. I've been doing melatonin by itself.
Okay. Now, and how much are you taking?
I just take the one capsule that it says.
How much is in it? My son swears by melatonin if he's stressed out, but he has to take teeny, 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 tiny dose or else he sleeps through his alarm in the morning.
It says 2 milligrams.
That's small. Take 2 of them and see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
You know, and just keep upping it just a little bit. Like do that for like 3 or 4 days and see if you up it. If you get to 10 and it's not putting you out, then it's not going to do it.
I've even been taking lavender and rolling it on my feet.
Keep doing like sometimes it's that combination of things, yeah. Right? So do the lavender, keep doing it, do the melatonin, try the brain time. And then once you get a combination that works, sleep for a while. Don't worry about taking too much stuff.
You know,
and then you can try pulling one out at a time and seeing so you know, how you can get
back to a normal cycle because it's just crazy.
You got to get back to a normal cycle because you can't heal if you don't sleep.
I know. And I've been wearing my ring.
What is it saying? How much deep and how much?
So I have learned that my REM sleep only happens. So say in an 8-hour period, my REM sleep happens the last few hours of sleep. So if I only get 6 hours of sleep, then I'm REM sleep.
It's mostly REM.
Hmm?
It's mostly REM. How much are you actually sleeping? What is it telling you your actual total hours of sleep when it's all said and done?
It varies. Like last night, I couldn't fall asleep till pretty late, but I was able to sleep in till 10:30.
Okay.
And so I got like 8.5 hours of sleep.
Oh, awesome.
But awesome. I'm waking up like 6 times during the night. I don't know why.
Are you getting any deep in that 8 hours? Are they, do you have an adequate percentage? Well, that's good to know. So you are finally sleeping. It's not like you're getting 2 hours. I had one night where it was like 2.5 hours. That's like, that's not good. Right.
So this is,
I see you have a whole bunch of times that you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Okay. But you have some deep, you have quite a number of deep ones there. Slide it up just a little bit so I can see how much percentage on the deep up towards it. There you go. So deep, you've got decent amounts there. This is last night. You said it was 8.5. So
yeah, this is last night. I actually got halfway decent sleep.
Yeah, you got good sleep last night. That's actually good sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's broken, but it's still you had enough of the thing, of the segments. Mm-hmm. Okay. But try those things and see if that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Sharon, I saw you, you looked like you had something else that before you were going like, no, you're good. Okay. Anybody else, questions or comments? Any of the coaches have any comments? Annette, I see Annette's on. You want to show your face for a little bit? I know you have some of your coaching folks on here. Hey, anything to add?
I guess maybe I have something to add, but maybe it's something I can, this is Christine. Hi, that I can ask the coach because I have an appointment tomorrow night. But yeah, I think stress is like a really big problem in my life because it's gotten to the point where I have herpes breakouts like every week. And I'm like, what's that all about? So I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'm just really inflamed. My body just has huge amounts of inflammation and the stress is just like.
Well, stress will trigger herpes outbreaks. That's the biggest stressor is that. So what do you do for a mindfulness practice?
I do the, I'll like breathe. I do like breathing where I just slow everything down and do breaths and hold them and then release them and imagine nice things and just feel my digestion starting to, you know, the gurgling and everything. I'm like, oh, look at that. It's, you know, and I feel it go all the way down, you know,
into the bottom. Are you doing that once a day, twice a day, throughout the day?
Well, I'd like to do it more than once. I've done it twice. Like I'll do it in the morning and the evening. I'd like to do it more.
So what keeps you from it? Is it a timing thing? How long it takes or what?
Yeah, maybe it's how long it takes, but maybe I can even do it in the car.
Yeah.
Maybe I can even.
About before each meal. Because the best, you're going to get the most out of your food when you can get into that relaxed state before each meal.
Okay.
So even if it's not the full, you know, it sounds like it's you've got a nice elaborate process. Even if it's just a short heart math. Attention on your heart, attention on your breath, do it for 30 seconds to a minute before each meal. So that's what I would add. I would add doing that before each meal.
Okay. I will. Uh-huh.
Great. And have you had any testing done for your adrenals, like a Dutch test or?
Not lately. It's been a while.
So it may be, and we'll work through it. We'll get to adrenals a few months down the road, but you know, you could just certainly do it now if you wanted to.
Yeah. Cause I took care of a lot of people last year.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend, I took care of him and then he died. Yeah. I think that's a pretty big stressor.
A huge stressor, darling. That's huge. Huge. It's going to take some time. I would say, you know, what's a really good one is mimosa. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mimosa flower, really good for grief and for calming. And I would look at that, an herb called mimosa, and you can get that. There's an essential oil blend. I think that doTERRA has called Console.
Okay.
That's got a bunch of essential oils that you can, you know, put on your wrists. You can put it under your neck. You can put it on your feet. And that helps with that. That helps with the grief process and just calm down the nervous system from that.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't seem like it wants to calm down.
Of course like, not. It's your body is. You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot, and it's going to take some effort, right, and time.
Okay.
But if you can do things to help the grieving process along, it's going to be helpful.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anybody else before we call it a night? Coaches, Annette or Lynn, do you have any words of parting wisdom to our folks here?
Well, then I'm going to shut my microphone off. there were two things I was going to share. One is, I forgot the name of it. Pure Encapsulations has something that, where did it go? Here it is. It's called Cortisol Calm. Mm-hmm. So it has magnolia in it, but it also has vitamin D, ashwagandha, rhodiola, and L-theanine.
Mm.
And so I didn't know if that's something
that could be helpful. Useful for sure. That's why I asked her if she had a test done so we know. But given all that stuff that's gone on right now, that could be a good thing to give a try to.
Okay. And could you put that in the chat?
Yep. And then the other thing is pink cherry flower essence. That's really helpful with a tender heart.
What is it called?
Pink cherry flower essence.
That one I'm not familiar with.
It's just one I've just recently
learned about. Awesome.
But I'll put those both in there.
Thank you.
And then the cortisol calm might also be helpful for Donna.
Awesome. Annette, did you have anything to add?
When I can't sleep, I just put the magnesium oil on my shins at bedtime. Mm. And that usually fixes that. I usually sleep well after that. I was sharing with Angelica when Samantha and I did the elimination diet. The first week, if it hadn't been for peppermint tea, I would have quit. I drank it by the quart.
Good for you.
It was bad.
It's a good thing you don't have reflux.
I know. And the other thing, I get cold sores, and my favorite go-to is by a company called Pure Remedy, and they run it together as one word, P-U-R-E-M-E-D-Y, and it's food-based, and they've got a cold sore one in it that has dragon's blood. Like, I put that on, and it clears up faster. It doesn't go into that awful, dry, cracked, painful, looking hideous state.
Yeah, the horrible state where you want to just hide your head in a paper bag.
Yeah, I can knock them out in like 3 days with that. And not go. Yeah. So that's one of my favorites.
And the other thing that's, you know, kind of standard for cold sores or herpes outbreaks is lysine, the amino acid lysine, about 2000 milligrams a day. And then vitamin C, usually at least 3000, you know, 1000 three times a day and sometimes more depending on your bowel tolerance.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for those things. Perfect. The gems, right? The little tidbits that really, you know, and we hear from people who it's worked for, and, you know, you can read about it and understand why it's going to work. But then when you actually have the clinical evidence that, you know, it's a good thing. Yeah. And avoiding chocolate and outbreak. And that's the hard one. But yeah, that's super important, avoiding chocolate, because it can aggravate. All right, I'll open up your lines so we can all say goodbye. Stay posted in the Facebook group. Angelica is going to be doing her check-ins and be available for you to support you through this. And we're all here for you. So unmute. Bye, everybody. We'll see you
next time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.